Thank you for tuning in to the Sermon of the Week with Pastor Tommy A. Murphy of New Bethel Church of God in Christ. New Bethel is a church on the move for God, and this podcast is an extension of the ministry for getting out the gospel to the masses. At the end of the sermon, information will be given of our church's location, phone number, web address, and an opportunity to get this sermon in its entirety. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 7, the word of God declares, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding." Now let's go to the sermon of the week with Pastor Tommy A. Murphy. Be blessed.
We're moving with a purpose here. Our time is far spent. Romans chapter 5. If you would turn there as we move forward in this this passage of scripture. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. It should be on the screen momentarily. If it's not there now, you can read along with us. Let's read the five verses of Romans chapter 5, first five verses together. Therefore, being justified by faith,
we have
peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope
of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also,
knowing that
tribulation worketh patience,
and patience
and experience,
and experience
hope.
And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost,
which is given
to us. Come on, somebody just shout salvation.
Salvation.
Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. In this text, we've been talking about salvation and focused on this particular text. We know the first verse talks about being saved, and that's what it says. When you're justified by faith, that means you're saved. And then it says, start listing the things that are the benefits of salvation. Can somebody say, thank God for salvation?
Thank God for salvation.
Amen. And there's an innumerable list of things that that Paul lists here. And all of them are very, very powerful. From the beginning of this through the fifth verse, we see those things listed, and there's probably 12 of the things that are listed there that we talk about are benefits to those that are saved. As he starts here, he says, if you're saved, we have peace with God. Then he says in verse number 2, he says, we have access to God. And then he says, we have favor with God. Then it says, we stand. He says, we rejoice. Verse 2 says, we have hope of the glory of God. And then verse 3, that we can rejoice in tribulation when you're saved. Amen. Isn't that a blessing to be able to give God glory in the midst of storms, in the midst of struggle, in the midst of trials, in the midst of tribulations that you face? And then he goes on to declare there, says, knowing that tribulation working. And we say that word knowing is that perfect participle that deals with a constant presence of the Lord's favor and presence in your life. When he says knowing, it means that I'm convinced, I am without question, I don't waver ever. Because everywhere I find trouble, or trouble finds me, I'm stuck in a realization that he's God and nothing can change that. Amen? Can you tell your neighbor, I know him. I know him. Come on, look back at him and tell him, I'm going through some stuff right now. But tell me, just like I knew him then, I know him now. That's what that word says, knowing. That means I always know. So it don't matter. Don't just know him before the storm. Come on, somebody say, I know him in the storm. That means I always know the Lord. That's why I can always rejoice in the Lord, because I know him. And then the word know is an intimate reference. It's a reference to not just the superficial, but it's a reference to the intimacy that we have with God. Amen. Amen? That we don't just know of him. Tell your neighbor, I know him.
I know him.
Amen. That means that, listen, in my darkest hour, I'm close to him. And in my darkest hour, he's close to me. Can somebody just shout, I know him. I know Paul said, I want to know him in the fellowship of his suffering. That means in the midst of all of his tumult, in the midst of all of the struggles, the trials that Christ went through here on earth in our behalf. He said, I want to know him like that. Just as committed as he is and was to me, that's how committed I want to be to him. I don't want to just love God every time I get an increase on my job. Amen. I don't want to just love God when the cupboards are full and the tank is full and everybody's loving on you. I don't want to just know him then. I want to know him, listen, in the midst of the struggles, the ups and downs of life. That's what Paul said. I want to know him in the fellowship of his suffering. That meant as he went through, guess what? And he was faithful. I want to know him when I go through, listen, the storms of life as well. Can somebody just shout, I won't leave him. I won't leave him. Listen, and so the Lord tells us this. He gives us this word concerning rejoicing and knowing him, that tribulation. It says, we talked about this. It said, tribulation worketh patience. That word worketh means to employ. Means that I have hired some patience to get through this tribulation. That means I've hired some patience to get through this tribulation. Now, that's what it said. Tribulation worketh patience is what it says. It worked patience. Look at your neighbor and say, you look like some patience to me. You look like some patience. Amen. And we reach over and grab him and tell him I'm in a little something right now. I need to hire you through this. Amen. See, you just work patience right there. You just grab hold of some patience. You're working patience. Now, we used to teach when you go through tribulation, it make you patient. But what it says in the original, in the Hebrew, it talks about, it said it employs patience. It said it worketh patience. It brings, you go out and grab some patience and you bring it to bear in the midst of your tribulation. Amen. I need to wait on God through this. Tell your neighbor, don't make a permanent decision in this temporary storm. See, that's why he said, I need to employ some patience through here. Amen. Some people get married to the first thing they see. Amen. Tell your neighbor, I need some patience through this. I need some patience. Amen. You want to do it? Tell them tomorrow's coming. Tomorrow's coming. Amen. So you know. Listen, we don't want to make this decision. Sometimes you get in a little tight on your job, or listen, not only just a tight, but you can get into a tiff on your job, and you got a nerve. You bad. You quit. And as soon as you get to the car and start the car, oh my God, what? Have a tell you, you need some patience right through here. You need some patience. Reality hits you as soon as you get to the parking deck. Huh? Listen, you threw your card at the boss so you can't get back in the door. Amen. Tell you, I need to employ patience through this. Listen. And then the Lord said, so he goes on to say that through each one of those, let me hurry here, we got to close. But it says, knowing this, that tribulation worketh patience, and it says, and patience employs experience. And then it says, and experience employs hope. Amen? You see how that works. It says, if I'm going to have patience, then it requires experience. Amen. I need to call on my experience in order to wade through this situation. Amen. I got to look back at where I've already come. I got to look back at what God has already done in my life. Amen. I've got to employ now some experience if I'm going to have patience in this. In order for me not to throw in the towel, I've got to look at my experience. Tell your neighbor, I've been through some storms before. Tell him, and God brought me out then. Now tell him, if he did it then, he'll do it again. Listen, so we realize that through the experience, now I can wait. I can stand right where I am because I've employed experience through, listen, to maintain my patience in the midst of this tribulation that I'm in right now. Nobody can do us like God. See, and all of this is what salvation brings. Salvation gives you the formula for making it through the ups and downs of life. That's why, listen, although your storms and your trials, your ups and downs are always, coming in your life, but all you've got is just a praise. That's why you're not moved by what's going on. Why? Because I know how to get through this. God has taught me some stuff on how to make it through the storms of my life. People look at you and say, listen, you're in denial. Oh, not by a long shot, child. I know in whom I believe. Tell your neighbor, I know him. I know him. My God, anybody here ever been down and the Lord brought you out all right? Tell them that's why I'm not falling apart right here. That's why I'm not dying in the midst to my situation right here, because the Lord has been good to me. Amen. Nobody can do us like the Lord can do us. He says you need to employ some experience, and it is good. I like that, because what the Lord shows us is that even when you don't see anything happening right then and there, you better know he's already done enough. Somebody sang a song that said, listen, that he's already done enough in our lives. Listen, if you don't see him, if he does not one other thing in our lives, how many of y'all have a testimony? He's already done enough. Listen, what that means is I have enough at my immediate recall to last for the rest of my life. Touch your neighbor if you can have that testimony and tell him if he does nothing else in my life, he's done enough. My God, listen, and you know God can't help but do something else, because he's like God. Listen, and in him, the Bible says, is the fullness of joy, that there's fullness in the Lord. And if you talk about we're able to live on overflow, don't tell me that the God that I serve, listen, don't live in overflow. He is more than enough. The Bible says he's El Shaddai. He's that all-breasted one. That meant that he nourishes us. That means he sustains us. That means he sustains us. That means he keeps us. Listen, even when the Lord, the thing I like about God is, when you talk about if the Lord doesn't do anything else, you know the Lord, he can't help but do something for us. Huh? Listen, and I mentioned it for the rest of my life. Guess what I realized, missionary, that I don't have any life without him. Right. Who do you think? Listen, the Bible said, in him I live. In him I move. In him I have my very being. That's why the psalmist said he keeps on blessing me. I declare, as long as you got it over and over and over again, every time, listen, he just gave me some air for this moment. I feel like giving God the praise. He just kept me another minute. Tell your neighbor, the Lord did that. That's why all I got to do is lift up my hand in the sanctuary and bless the name of the Lord. If you believe he keeps on, touch two people and tell them, the Lord just keep blessing me. My God, that's why I give God the glory. That's why I can magnify God, because God, listen, he just can't help himself. My God, every time I think about the goodness of the Lord, my soul just gets happy. My God, I feel like praising my God right now. What an awesome God I serve. Tell your neighbor, you don't look that good all by yourself. Tell the Lord did it. Like God. That's what the Lord declared. Listen here. Take a seat for just a moment. We got to get out of here, though. But the Lord lets us know, saints of God, that without him, we don't even exist. In him I live, in him I move, and in him I have my very being. Amen. Listen, he's the one that's the lifeblood of my existence. That's why if you're in the earth, if you, listen, have the faculties of your mind, listen, and the cognizance to just merely perceive God's goodness, you know you got something to praise God for. Amen. 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 That's why I believe the word of God said everything that had breath. Because if it were not for him, you wouldn't have breath. So if you got it, you got something to give God praise for. Tell your neighbor, the Lord did this. Somebody ain't caught it yet,
my God. Listen, you got to know that, listen, every time I wake up and put my foot on the floor, I better listen. I know, oh God, I hear the Lord declare, when you put your foot down, not only does the Lord keep us, but he's the one that always give us victory. My God, sometimes you ought to pick your shoe up and look underneath it, because you know that's where the devil lives. Every time you put your foot on the floor, you know you got something to praise God for, because the devil is under your feet. Tell your neighbor, I got a praise in this place. What an awesome God we serve. Listen, that's why you can't help, man. We ought to have the glass every day we get up. We ought to just be excited about God. My God, have the can't help it. You know what I'm talking about. Come on and feel it. Oh, did you mention my God? Let me testify. Let me tell you when I was down and the Lord delivered me. Let me tell you when I was sick and the Lord healed my body. Tell your neighbor, nobody can do me like God. My God. I like it too, because every time the devil counted you out, the Lord counted you in. Ain't nobody here ever been down and the devil, listen, made you believe that you were down for the last count, and you woke up the next day and looked around and listened with a testimony, I'm still here. Tell your neighbor, he tried to kill me again, but I made it. Oh God, give God some praise in this place.
Listen, stand up, saints of God. We got to close. I thought when we finished at the 10 o'clock, the 8 o'clock, we're going to do better in this. But we, listen. But this is what the Lord said. Not only this, but when we get through, if I can get through just enumerating these benefits, I want to talk to you about some people that struggle with their decision to give God, listen, to give God their life, to be saved, that the Bible talks to us about. Amen. Listen, and I don't ever want to be. The Lord saved us for the purpose of being a model for him, of being a witness for him. He wants us to not be unnerved at the prospect of being an example, a model for a lost and dying generation. And listen, and if we never, you know, the Lord knew what season he would deposit us into the earth. He knew exactly what was going to be going on in the earth when he put us here. And then he knew the temperament that each one of us would have. Huh? As it relates, listen, to working and maneuvering. Huh? In matriculating in the society that we are deposited within. Does that make sense? Amen. So it's no mistake that we're here. Amen. We're in a time right now where where there's a dastardly plan, a diabolical plan by the enemy to stop the mouths of every believer. That's standing in the face of the earth. And it's not unlike in any other time on the face of the earth. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Amen. But listen, but this is the season where God has planted us. And what he says to us is this. He says, I want you to be a witness. So he tells us what he wants us to do. And then he gives us, he equips us with the tools to be able to accomplish what he has assigned us to do. Amen. Amen. He didn't just put us here to, listen, to hoard up as much stuff as we can possibly gather for our lives. God said, I want you to be a witness. Amen. Amen. That means that when folk look at your life, what is it that you're doing? Listen, to speak into their lives about the goodness of God in your life, about the favor of God upon your life. About, listen, the love of God that's on your life. What are we doing to demonstrate, to be a witness for a lost and dying world? Amen. That we really love God and that God loves us, huh? Amen. What is it about your life that will suggest to folk that you don't necessarily even talk to look at the peace of God, look at your life and conclude there's something different about your life? That's why we said, spend some time on Wednesday night talking about the fact that we are not ordinary. Just everyday run-of-the-mill individuals. But God has so graced us. Amen? Amen. Did not the Lord, do you think that was favor that Missionary Williams experienced with the funeral home director?
Yes.
You think that was favor?
Yes.
For the Lord to take a debt from $7,900 to zero in 2 days.
Amen.
Listen, we can clap at the timing. But we knew, listen, that debt was zero before the funeral home director ever said it was $6,800. It was already zero. She just needed to get there. Tell your neighbor, you already blessed.
Already blessed.
Tell you just need to keep living. You tell your neighbor, you just need to keep living through this thing. Glory to God. And listen, but if she had accepted $6,800, that would have been her portion. But she remembered the word that said, no, I'm going to spend some of my favor on this $6,800. Huh? Or $7,300, $7,900. Huh? Didn't the Lord say? Huh? Then listen, this is our season to spend our favor and not our finances. Oh, yeah. Didn't he declare that?
Yes.
And see, and that's how you do it. That don't mean she didn't steal the funeral, huh? She didn't say, oh yeah, I'm going to pay you, and then say, oh no, listen, just go to God. He got that note. She got it signed and sealed before. Listen, and all parties in agreement is paid in full. Amen? Glory. Listen, and that's what the Lord is saying. Now watch this. That's what the Lord is saying about every struggle that's represented in this room right now. God wants you to be a model. Do you think this is the witness? And then she said, the funeral home guy said, when I got ready to erase the last 500, he said, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to expect to be blessed if I do. He said, if I erase this last 500, he said, I'm going to do it because I believe I'm going to be blessed if I do. And see, you, hold on, and see, that's the favor of God. That's a witness to the Lord, amen, about what good things Lord got folk giving to you and saying, I'm doing it because I know your life is blessed. Huh? And I want to connect to what God is doing in your life. So guess what? It's going to accrue to my life because I've sown into your life. Because I perceive you to be good ground. Ask your neighbor, how do folks see you? How do folks see this? To know that's what salvation does. And saints of God, you can, listen, you demonstrate that by the way you walk. And it's not just how, there's some people in this room that when you talk to them, you know they love the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The people, I mean, that trust God, that believe God, that's not trying to cut any corners. I mean, they stand by faith. Listen, from the time their feet hit the floor in the morning. Tell your neighbor, that's the character I have right there. Listen, and when you read in this text, it talks about that. It talks, listen, the next thing that we'll talk about is perseverance. And the next thing we talk about from that is character. All right? The next thing we talk about, listen, in that line of things the Lord does in this text, is the love of God that's on your life. Huh? The next thing we talk about is the eradication of shame when you step out and trust God. Say, well, should I ask him to erase the last 500? The Lord said, listen, the Bible said when you stand on the word, he said, I will never cause you to be ashamed. I mean, I think we said on Wednesday night, when you step out by faith and trust God, you gotta do some stuff. You know what stops us from stepping out on faith? Is one thing to stop you is pride. They gonna think I'm hungry. I am. I'm hungry for the things of God. I'm looking to see where God's gonna move. I told y'all, listen, when there, the Bible said that hope or expectation will never make you ashamed. That means that what you got to do, you got to be looking for God. You got to be hungry for things. You got to be willing to step into some stuff that you don't know. You don't have the answer beforehand. And if it's only big enough for you to handle, for you to make happen, you don't need God for that. Are you hearing what I'm saying? She said, listen. She heard the word. And see, that's what's so powerful about it. Should I ask him? Like David asked him about, should I pursue? And what the Lord, see? He said, oh yeah, David, go ahead. He said, David, listen, don't just go, but get all your stuff. She said, well, should I ask? She said, I heard the word. What we said about David, David was told by God. He said, listen, not only pursue, but get all your stuff back. Now, you know when God told you to go get it.
Go get it.
Get it. Get it.
I'm after. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And listen, she said, I heard the word say, you don't have because you don't ask. She was armed with a promise. Amen. And when you know that God's promise is on your life, Nothing fear. Nothing brings fear into your heart. Amen. Come on, somebody say, thank God for salvation.
Listen,
this is what we believe that God does. And this is the way we stand. Our heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Listen, as we pray right now, the people in this room that will believe God. Listen, if you're not saved, you ought to give your life to God. And if you're saved, listen, you ought to declare, I'm standing by faith from this point forward. I want the benefits of my salvation to accrue to my life. I want it to be evident in my life. Glory to God. I want to say to you like Spurgeon said, remember we were talking about this before. Spurgeon said, if nothing happened when you got saved, then nothing happened when you got saved. Said, if nothing happened after you got saved, then nothing happened when you got saved. But he said, but if you're saved, there ought to be a difference.
Yes, sir.
Some things should be happening in your life. There ought to be a peace in your life right now. And if it's not, don't stop living. Just trust God. Just say, listen, I'm not leaving here without the peace of God standing in my life. I'm going to learn to embrace it. Glory to God. If you're here, if you're in this room and you are not saved, maybe you were saved and you somewhere along the line compromised your relationship with God. I want you just to lift your hand right now if you're here. Maybe somebody here came today saying, God, you one of those that promised God, God, if you let me get back to the house of God one more time, I'm going to give my life back to you. And listen, God has made good on his part. He lets you get back. Now I challenge you, will you make good on your promise? If you're in this room and that's a promise, a covenant you set with God, raise your hand right now. God, here I am. You've done your part. I'm ready to do mine. Glory to God. Listen, if your hand is up, I want you to come this way real quick. Just run this way. Your hand is up. Come this way real quick. Come now. Glory to God. That's it. Missionary, would you stand with this precious daughter? Listen, for the rest, for everyone else in this room, whatever your prayer need is, are you coming for salvation? No. Praise God. Stand right here, missionary.
Thank you for listening to the Sermon of the Week with Pastor Tommy A. Murphy of New Bethel Church of God in Christ. New Bethel is a church on the move for God, and this podcast is an extension of the ministry for getting out the gospel to the masses. New Bethel Church of God in Christ, under the leadership of Pastor Tommy A. Murphy and First Lady Doris Murphy, is inviting you out to worship with their congregation at 1520 Little Rock Road, Charlotte, this Sunday for three dynamic services, 8 a.m., 10 a.m., and 12 noon. If you want to know more about New Bethel Church of God in Christ, go to our website, www.newbethelchurch.com. Also, if you were inspired by the sermon and wanting to obtain the message in its entirety, call us at 704-391-0365 and let your family, friends, and co-workers know about this podcast by simply logging on to www.praisecharlotte.com on your desktop, laptop, tablet, or smartphone and listen to the Sermon of the Week. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 7, the Word of God declares, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and all in your getting, get understanding.
God bless you, saints of God. This is Pastor Tommy Murphy. I look forward to seeing you there.